this human existence is for a purpose. Your life has a meaning, a purpose. You are not simply put on this earth randomly to simply exist, do some random acts and leave this earth. No. You are here for a purpose. One of the most important parts of human life, the defining part of human life, is that human life has meaning and purpose, direction. It is a journey from physical animal existence to the heights of awareness and being. From separateness and loneliness to union, wholeness, and fulfillment. Human life is a journey. It begins the moment you are born. From the hereditary factors that you carry, the sanskaras, the reactions from past experience, from your prior lives, and from all of the environmental circumstances you are exposed to, your uniqueness is formed. And your unique experience of being a human being takes place. You grow from a small child to a young boy or girl, into a man or a woman. Each of you following your own destiny, your own unique expression. Like so many beautiful flowers in a garden, each person is unique. But each person's life is a journey, a movement with meaning. The flowers in the garden grow towards the sun. They grow to bloom and express their beauty before the sun, the light, and the rain. They need the sun. They need the rain. They need to be nurtured by the forces of nature. So you too need to be nurtured by the forces of nature. But they are not only the physical sun. It is also the light within that nurtures you, that you grow towards. The light of the innermost self is the bright sun within you that you, your life is a movement towards. Human life is a movement from physical existence to sublime existence. From ordinary, mundane life to life divine. You are a part of everything and everyone, and everyone is a part of you. But when you are a small child in a human form, that is not your experience. You begin to experience the world as separate from yourself. There is you as an individual who sees through your senses, hears with your ears, sees with your eyes, feels with touch. You begin to have a unique identity. But that identity is separate from everyone else, everything else. And then you find a bridge, first with your mother, then with other people. And that bridge we call love. That which bridges our separation, our isolation as individuals, and our connection to other. When that love grows in magnitude and begins to consume you, then the separation between you and other begins to dissolve. At first, you may experience with someone you deeply love, with that person you feel that you are just at home and you are complete. You can be fully yourself. You begin to feel you are united with that person. But then, as you cultivate this love, it begins to spread. That same love begins to be applied to many different relationships in your life. And you begin to feel that you are not so alone, that there are many people, not only people, not only human beings, but animal friends, plant friends. You have so many living beings whom you love and whom you feel love you. And so this link, which brings you connection to other, begins to grow and grow. And so many of these love connections begin to develop. And what happens? Mind grows in magnitude because love is expansive. And you find that you are expanded beyond that little person you thought you were. In those moments where you feel love, you are expanded. And thus the flower in the garden blooms and takes in the warmth of the sun and feels renewed and whole. You, in the warmth of that inner sun of love divine, find complete wholeness. You are each the child of that divine entity. You are each a child of God, an expression of infinite love. And so, as you move away from your separateness and leave your loneliness behind, as you grow in love, you begin to blossom. When human beings are wounded, that love becomes diminished. It contracts. That is the result of wounding. And that contraction brings pain and loneliness and separation. And with it, many feelings of unworthiness, anger, bitterness, and eventually fear arise. All as a result of this contraction of self, the fear to open, to expand, to open to the sun and receive the warmth. Instead, you contract in pain, in fear, and then bitterness, anger, all type of negative emotions arise. And then negative thoughts arise. Bitter thoughts about yourself, bitter thoughts about others. Hurt and wound come in everyone's life. How to maneuver the struggles and difficulties that present themselves before you without allowing them to contract you and separate you from the love that is your birthright, your natural state of being. When you begin to see that those that whom do you harm and do ill deeds are themselves reacting out of their contracted wounds where their love cannot extend, you begin to see that it is pain that has caused them to harm you. Seeing this, you develop compassion, loving kindness for the suffering and weakness of human beings and of all living beings. When you turn bitterness, fear, and anger into compassion, understanding, you move beyond contraction and you again begin to expand, to be whole, to open to the light, the sun, the love which flows in this universe. And will warm you and feed you. Forgiveness is often spoken of as a valuable concept, a valuable approach when you feel wounded and you feel constricted in pain, sorrow, and bitterness. But forgiveness is a very tricky thing. How do you forgive someone who has actively hurt you without a care for doing so? You may say, I forgive you, but somewhere inside you think, How can they be that way? That is wrong. When there is injustice involved, forgiveness becomes difficult because you want there to be balance. You want there to be justice. But when you see the humanity in everyone, when you see the weakness, the difficulty, the struggle to love, and the difficult nature around it, people's tragedies become their tragedies, not yours. Their harmful acts become their pain, not yours. When you realize the pain of others, then forgiveness becomes compassion. And you realize you are free to make your own choices. You do not need to live your life in reaction to anyone else. If you love, love freely. If you care, care freely. You do not have to be in reaction to other people's actions. Live from your own heart, from your own love, and let their ill acts towards you be their acts, their reality that they create for themselves, not for you. Does it make sense? Then you can choose yourself to be in love, to be caring. You can make your own choices as others have made theirs. You can choose light. You can choose love. You can choose to expand your heart. You can choose to love even those who hate you. You have a choice. Every moment of your life, you have a choice.